are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jason Burmes, and it is official. Google has now openly, gleefully, and happily announced their total and complete artificial intelligence takeover. And I'm going to go over not only that takeover, but why it is so dangerous and how the AI itself, Gemini in particular, although all the mainstream AIs do this, are simply a tool right now when we're talking about research, when we're talking about real world events that actually matter, a tool of deceptive narrative management, manipulation, and control. And if you call them out on it, if you already know this, it will admit it. It will literally admit to how horrid a quote-unquote tool it actually is. And I'm going to demonstrate this via 9/11 research. Now, the last time I hosted the broadcast, we got into the Israeli involvement in 9/11. But in particular here, what we're going to talk about is a program called Able Danger that identified Atta Khalid al-Madar, Nawaf al-Hazmi, I'm butchering it, and al-Shehi as well, okay? At least four of the hijackers prior to 9/11, so prior to 9/11 that Schaefer and his superior, Philpott, tried to set up meetings with the FBI in September of 2000, okay? I want people to really understand how significant that is. Okay. Now, currently, I'm doing a multitude of research on 9/11 and Able Danger in particular. Okay. So before we get to this Google announcement of not only a search box that does everything, but this new movement to quote unquote agentic, in other words, agent AI, which is totally and completely nightmarish. I need to demonstrate to people what Google really is, okay? So if you got the screen open, if you're not just listening on the radio, I'm writing up this paper, okay? And for those that don't know, once Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, blew the whistle with the help of Representative Kurt Weldon that this program was taking place and that they had identified these individuals and essentially been blocked at passing this information on, okay, was totally and completely excluded from the 9/11 Commission, totally separate issue, okay? When they were going to have hearings in September of 2005, remember the 9/11 Commission report comes out in 2004, the Pentagon banned five witnesses that we know about from speaking at all, from testifying at all. Eric Kleinsmith is the only one that was allowed to testify. Otherwise, it was Weldon and lawyer Mark Zaid, okay? So I do a really simple thing. I knew the names that you see there, Anthony Schaefer, the main whistleblower, James D. Smith, the private contractor that produced charts with Atta and the others on them, with Atta in the center, described as the leader of a Brooklyn cell, okay? Not allowed to talk Philpott. So you notice I asked for five. And then they gave me three. Okay, I didn't ask for three. What is it hiding? Well, let's scroll down and ask. I asked you for five, and you gave me three. Who are the other two? And why can't you seem to count count at a first grade level? Yeah, I'm getting a little sarcastic with the AI, but that's because it is the great deceiver. Okay, so now here it is. It's going to lie to me again. Okay, just total lies. The disclosed versus undisclosed witnesses. Okay, it's making this up. And the only reason that I'm able to know this is because I know the case. But it's making it up. It says that two of the witnesses are classified. That's not true. But what I will tell you is that this hearing that took place now, 20 plus years ago, all of the closed door testimony, all still classified. Every single little bit of it, okay? So then it gives me some bull snaz excuses as to why It's not telling me the other two. And I go, you seem to be wildly inaccurate on the two individuals who are not named. FBI agent Xanthi Mangum. Now, this is not from the Department of Defense. This is not from the Pentagon. This was actually the FBI who ordered this woman who was supposed to receive the information that she couldn't also testify. All right. So I mentioned Mangum and ordered not to testify, and you blatantly omitted that. And you are absolutely correct. You are at, see, once you call it out, it tries to placate to you. And everybody thinks that these data centers are going to be surveillance centers. I got bad news for everybody. You've already been tracked, traced, and database. The surveillance is minutia. They are now creating AI algorithms to run and control your life and interact with you and interact as you. That's what these things are. It is like a total command center to individualize the control through artificial intelligence. Okay? So I mentioned Mangum. Okay? And now all of a sudden, now it remembers the other two people that it just told me were classified. Dr. Eileen Pressler and Major General Jeff Lambert. Also not allowed to testify. See, now it remembers. So I ask it a simple question. I go, how would you rate your incomplete and inaccurate response during the last few queries on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being no big deal and 10 being blatant inaccuracy. You want to know what score it gave itself? On that scale, I would rate my performance a 9 out of 10. My responses were a textbook definition of blatant inaccuracy and failure to properly research. It just told you it got it 90% wrong on an apex issue, on a total apex issue. 9/11 is the basis for the growth of the Leviathan of that military-industrial complex post-World War II, post the warning from Dwight Eisenhower, okay? It was the evisceration of what was left of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, also what? Encompassed our immigration services. And if you think our borders were bad then, ever since DHS has taken over, progressively worse every year. Progressively worse every year. And meanwhile, DHS is turned on the public as it always was intended to be part of that surveillance state. But see, you need privatized means so it doesn't look like the government. Now, I've discussed this on the show before. People need to realize Google is not a private company. It is not a private entity. It is a manifestation of the very technopoly that is being put into place. The very military-industrial complex we just mentioned. Want proof? We're going to give it to you. So right here is the 1998 paper, The Anatomy of Large-Scale Hypertextual Web Search Engine. You might notice the names Sergey Brin and Lawrence Page underneath, okay? So what no one ever tells you, all right, now, Google currently, and for the past decade plus, has already partnered with NASA on quantum computing and artificial intelligence, okay? They've been in that arena publicly selling you on bullshiz like the idea of the multiverse and all this stuff that basically demeans humanity and tries to make you into a speck of worthlessness, right? Because if you believe in this multiverse theory that everything happened, then what are you? Do you even have free will? No, you have free will. We're here in base reality and they're trying to take it away from you. Okay? So you look at this paper, and I know a lot of people are aware that InQtel, the funding arm of the Central Intelligence Agency, did seed funding for Google. Hey, guess what? You want to look at some other seed funding? See, this was part of the Stanford National Library Program, National Library Initiative. Right there, you see Stanford University's right here. And let's just type in a little word, NASA. Oh, wait a minute. So the funding for the cooperative agreement is also provided by DARPA and NASA. I mean, talk about two sides of the same coin. It's all right here. This whole thing has been a total and complete military-industrial complex project from the beginning. And where are we with that? Let's talk about it really quickly before we get into what, I mean, this presentation, and it's weird. I'm sure it's out there. But as you know, Google owns YouTube. Google, number one search engine in the world still. YouTube, number two search engine in the world. Number one video platform in the world. In fact, it just recently surpassed. I mean, a lot of people still watch YouTube on the magic box or the desktop. More than 50% of YouTube views are now on televisions. Okay? It is the new TV. It is the new narrative management. And it's not necessarily new because slowly but surely they've integrated it into your life, whether you like it or not. You got kids? They're on Chromebooks. Okay? Like now the biggest operating system in the world is the combination of those Chromebooks and the magic boxes with Android because they're one and the same. They're merging right now. And they're all merging away from you being able to find source documents like that one. They want AI conversations, but we'll get into that in a moment. Okay? And those AI conversations are going to be deep research based on algorithms of the things they've already tracked, traced, and databased you through. You know, Google's not the only one. I mean, Microsoft, same thing. Apple, same thing. In fact, I remember oh so many years ago. It was shortly after I had left InfoWars, maybe a year or two. And the Xbox 360 had just launched a peripheral. Okay, it was called the Kinect. Now, at the time that this happened, not every kid had a cell phone. Not every TV was a smart TV. In fact, it was much more minimalistic. Now, they had some workarounds with microphones in certain devices. Alex talked about, for instance, the microphones that were in television cable boxes. But this was a device that not only had audio recording, it had motion tracking and video cameras on it. Total and complete Pentagon project. No debate. Like, it was I think it was like an MSNBC article where they talked about that technology being utilized with the Pentagon in conjunction with Microsoft, had the actual address or close to, I believe I found the address of where this was taking place. And I contacted them. They wouldn't do an interview, but they told me to like present questions in an email and then gave me bullet points. Whole report out there. I'll have to dig it up. Okay, so we're talking across the board. This has been the plan, but now it's being implemented on another level. So before we get into even this, and it was 2 days ago, they had this big, big conference. We're going to play an excerpt of this conference, and we're going to play this really fun, hip, because it's all fun and hip, advertisement by Google selling you on this new quote-unquote type of search engine. Okay, but that search engine doesn't search. It lies to you just like that, and it manipulates you based on your actions. It wants your biometrics. It wants it all. They're openly saying it now. Google says search AI mode will know everything about you. Now, there used to be a time where that would alarm people. But are you seeing this discussed in a negative manner anywhere? Are you seeing big reports on how dangerous and illegal this is? Where's your Fourth Amendment? Where's it been? You know, they've tagged this new little AI mode in all these different email platforms. And basically, whether you like it or not, they're reading every single one of your emails. But they'll say it's not really reading it. It's some kind of automated content recognition, ACR, right? And they've used these semantics and these terminologies and these quote-unquote technologies to mask what they've done legally. But at the end of the day, even if you have be able to prove that they've broken the law, is anyone going to jail? Absolutely not. It has been embedded in the system that even when they do get caught doing these things, and constantly they do, whether it be Google or, you know, Apple just like 5-6 months ago, you know, caught spying. They never admit it. They write up some legalese, Johnny nonsense, and then they pay off the class action lawsuits for pennies on the dollar. That's the system that we have set up right now. It's a very dangerous system. And these guys are ready to go full bore with this artificial intelligence, this agentic AI. So let's start here with the new hip with it Google search engine, the commercial that they put out in conjunction with this latest presentation, where again, they are just openly telling you this is the takeover through a supposedly private corporation that we just saw is completely and totally funded and created by the military-industrial complex. Got to stop it. I got it. I got to stop it. It literally just started with what? Not only the agentic era, let's bring it back. We got to reimagine. It's reimagined. Oh. And by the way, you notice the examples that they're giving you are like hobbies and buying stuff, because they're not only going to create something that they're going to try to be your quote unquote best friend, right? Literally something just like in Her, the extremely prophetic and uncomfortable Spike Jones picture where Joaquin Phoenix, falls in love with an AI chatbot with Scarlett Johansson's voice. Okay. They're not just doing, they want to make sure you're buying stuff. And it's not you buying it. It's the AI agent buying it for you by tricking you into thinking you want it or need it. Do you think that AI agent is going to care how low your bank account is? How many bills you got coming up? Or are they going to look at maybe the credit card you have and how much room you have to make purchases on it? You think that this is going to be beneficial to you? And you break. But it's fun. It's fun and awesome. Oh, you have no audio on this clip? I'm dancing around to nothing? How is that possible? Huh. Maybe I hope that I'm giving you guys the actual. Let's see if I'm giving you. Oh, let's see. My speaker's good and my microphone should be good. I can't believe I don't have any audio on this clip. Let me turn it up. Let me see. Do you hear that? Nothing. I can't believe I'm not going to have audio because I have this other great clip. Didn't hear it. Oh. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We got about 4 minutes before the first break. Hopefully, when we get back, I will fix that audio coming in because I see it on my microphone and I'm not sure why the good people over at InfoWars are not getting it. I just clipped out my video. All right. We're gonna fix this stuff. We're gonna figure it out. Maybe it was because I had background noise suppression on, and I'm trying to take that off, and it won't go away. Maybe that's it. Just awesome. I'm just so happy that technology is great. Maybe, no, that's the digital out. Doesn't matter. I got three minutes plus to talk. All right. I want to also get into, I don't want to move on too much from the AI, but obviously if I can't get the clips and you can't actually watch them talking about it, that's going to be an obstacle. But I wanted to talk also about the propaganda surrounding this whole Iran war. The fact that there's been a long-standing relationship with Hollyweird propaganda and the Pentagon, and especially when we're talking about the Middle East. And right now, and also talking about the rabbit holes and being able to search things, et cetera, I think those are all extremely important. So Michael Bay, who's had an open relationship with the Pentagon for a very, very, very long time. We're going to get into that in a moment, is set to direct a film based on the U.S. military rescue mission in Iran that many people are not even sure actually happened. Now, the first thing, the first alarms that went off in my brain was the Jessica Lynch story. Now, a lot of people may not remember that story. It was so talk about 20 plus years ago. This occurred back in 2003, shortly after the Iraq invasion, Operation Enduring Freedom. Okay. And there was this tall tale out there that Jessica Lynch, this female Army combatant, and if you don't think this whole agenda to try to make women more masculine, quite frankly, okay, to confuse genders has been around for a long time, it has been. I mean, it's manifested itself where, you know, almost every superhero or action movie of the last 5 to 10 years, or at least half plus, are now women, right? Doesn't matter how unrealistic that is. But they gave you this tall tale that, like, Jessica Lynch was in this heavy combat and she was saving her unit and doing all these things. Totally made up. Totally didn't happen. Lynch came out in either 2005 and 6 and set the record straight. But they had this televised rescue of her in a hospital that, again, they already knew where she was. They'd already cleared it out. It was strictly for the cameras. And from my memory, and I was not able to find any, so maybe it's a fever dream, but I tend to think to myself that my memory is pretty good. It's not a fever dream, that Michael Bay actually helped with the direction of that. And I wonder if that's in the InfoWars archives. I don't know if you get to that now that, you know, InfoWars.com is up in the air. I don't know if they've saved those, but, you know, remember Top Gun. And by the way, they're doing a third one. Top Gun, the creation of Bay, the last Top Gun movie. I mean, it obviously they didn't say it was Iran. It was Iran, the whole thing. And boy, that was a big hit. And if you want to check this out, this is an old school, man, this article, almost 20 years ago. Old school article telling you about Hollyweird and Michael Bay. We're going to take a break. Hopefully, I'm going to get the tech issues fixed up, because I really want to play these clips. It is the Alex Jones Show. Go to the alexjonesport.com right now. Support the broadcast. Get the supplements. Get the t-shirts. Get the products. Support the InfoWorld. Back after this.
When